The sudden closure of two Kuinili'i Uokalani Children Centers, or Kipuka, on Oahu, surprised many in the surrounding communities. Gwen Kim, a retired social worker who spent 3 decades with the Lili'i Uokalani Trust, is skeptical.
There's nothing wrong with expanding services, but why get rid of the effective current services that were in the heartland?
The Hale'aha site in Punalu'u, where Kim once worked, and the Mo'olaulani site in Kapalama closed their doors Tuesday, with 13 staff either laid off or transferred. No plans are in place for the future of these trust lands, which have a combined assessed value of nearly $15 million. Nale Akina, Vice President and Chief Programming Officer for the Lili'i Uokalani Trust, says it was not an easy decision, but a necessary one, in part because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Our social services are now being provided through centralized screening and telemedicine and other virtual tools.
The closure comes as the Trust unveils its new strategic plan aimed at breaking the cycle of poverty for Native Hawaiian youth who remain overrepresented in areas from foster care to juvenile justice and homelessness. The Trust also expanded its reach beyond Keiki to include young adults up to age 26.
And more recently, in Honolulu, we have just launched an 18-unit residential program for Native Hawaiian youth that have been impacted by COVID and are at risk of being homeless.
And that's just the start. Over the last 5 years, the Trust purchased more than $26 million in property to expand its reach to communities where it says it can make the most impact. But for the communities that are feeling left behind by the Lili'i Uokalani Trust's new direction, it's already a difficult transition. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.